And Maridel's got a spacey question for Matt. Hello, Maridel.
Hi.
What would you like to ask us?
So I was wondering, what determines the rate at which a planet or satellite rotates about its axis? And I was wondering whether these rates have changed over time. And in particular, is it just a coincidence that our own moon rotates about its axis at the same rate that it revolves around the Earth?
Over to you, Matt.
Well, that's a very good question. And it's actually, the interesting part about this is, how do you actually stop a planet from rotating? Because the way planets are actually formed, the only way planets can be formed is in very large spinning disks. As the early young stars collapse, they begin to actually have to lose angular momentum. And so the dust clouds themselves are sort of naturally spinning. It's much easier to make things spin than it is actually to actually have things stationary. So as the planet system forms, the disk spins faster and faster to lose the angular momentum, so the material can then fall towards the star. And out of this collapsing disk, you get these sort of lumps and bits and pieces which become planets, which are intrinsically spinning from the angular momentum of the overall formation disk. Then as the planets evolve and as they begin to clear gaps and so forth, they bump into other things which begin to either slow them down or in some cases even spin them up. And it becomes a very complicated interaction. Sort of, if you spin a whole bunch of marbles in a bucket or something and just let them go, they'll all start bumping into each other. That's essentially what happens in the early planetary systems. And at the end of all this process, they basically, as more and more material gets swept away and the planets become more and more isolated, they're basically left with whatever spin they last had at their last interaction, whether it be the intrinsic angular momentum of the disk or angular momentum that they actually gained or lost as they bumped and smashed into each other. The case of the moon is actually very interesting because this is what's called tide locking. In the case of the moon, you can get to a certain point where if you're spinning at a certain rate, the angular momentum of the Earth and the moon begin to interact, and they can actually lock if they're at the right distance and going roughly at the right speed. And this is, in fact, what happened with the moon. It became tide locked with the Earth and is now, of course, rotating in this locked sense that you only ever see one face of the moon at any one time. The only thing that will now change the rate of the moon over shortly if something hits it. Now, it will actually all begin to slow down because it's all moving slightly. It's losing angular momentum because of the tides on the Earth are actually putting a little bit of drag on the moon's rate. So over billions and billions of years, things may go out of lock again. So things do change, but it can take a very long time. In the very early solar system, these things were happening very, very fast.
Matt, brilliant answer. Thank you very, very much. Let's just quickly answer this question for Norman in Hunstanton, who says,